The FT.
Do you plan Gagarin's celebrations aboard the ISS?
Yes, definitely. That day will be a quote-unquote free day from technical work or from experiments, because we will dedicate most of the day to celebrate this event. We will be talking to schools, official celebrations in Russia, everywhere around the world. So we will be busy celebrating this event that propelled 50 years ago humanity outside of the planet. Does it seem remarkable to you that Gagarin made it to space using technology that is 50 years old? Actually, yes, because I see how much it takes and how complex are the space operations, and thinking that this was done 50 years ago with little or no computers, with the knowledge that we had 50 years ago of space, which was very little, it seems absolutely remarkable and impossible. Though what happened 50 years ago, there was a first flight where Gagarin was an hour and a half or a few hours in space, and we went from just poking out in space and coming back to what we do today, which is living in space for an extended period. I'm going to be on the space station for 6 months. Living here, working here, conducting experiment, it's more complicated. Though Gagarin flights for sure was a leap of faith for whole humanity, I can only imagine what Yuri felt that day when he went into space. It must have been extremely tense, but extremely exhilarating at the same time. Question 3. Do you feel like with the passing of time, the work of astronaut is now thought of increasingly routine, as something less extraordinary in a way? Well, somehow yes and somehow no. It's fairly normal now. There have been in space something like 500 people, and you know, we have constantly now 6 people living in space for an extended period. So it somehow became a little bit more routine. And to be an astronaut is still the dream of many people, seeing Earth from up here and experimenting weightless, try or feel the accelerations of going out of the atmosphere and re-entering is the dream of a lot of people. And whenever I say I'm an astronaut, and I try not to say it, I see the look of people in kind of a disbelief, thinking that I'm just pulling their leg. So the daily routine up here at the end may be a little bit ordinary sometimes, but for sure the fact of being outside here is absolutely extraordinary. Being an astronaut has gained you a unique experience that is precious in most... Being an astronaut has gained you a unique experience that is precluded to most people. Do you feel privileged, or do you sometimes regret not being able to share your experience in full with the rest of us? Well, somehow I feel privileged because I know that being up here and experience what I experience and feel what I feel is not possible for most of the people. I regret that many people cannot feel this experience. I think in the future will be different, but today this is still complicated and difficult. I regret it because I really think that this is a unique experience, a unique way to feel differently, to experience being a kid again, flying in space, discovering this lack of gravity, and for sure observing, looking at the Earth. I mean, every time I go out the window and I look outside, I see something new, discover something new, things change with time, I can see different things, new things. The Earth is also changing. Seasons are changing, daylight is changing, the moon is changing, everything is changing, and every day there is something new to discover. I wish many people could experience this, and I'm pretty sure that in the future this will be possible. And that's all. Thanks.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.